our emotional needs are like the same thing as like needing water or needing food or shelter. They're very core to thriving as a human being.
I'm here with Cynthia Phelps from Inner Ally, which is a compassion app, actually a whole lot more than just a compassion app. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living. It's a way of revolutionizing your life. So Cynthia, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jennifer.
So when we talk about inner ally, if I just take those two words, inner means inside of myself and ally is someone who's my friend, I'm getting the feeling that I myself should be my own friend. Is that a pretty accurate description?
You are on to me.
Talk to me about the vision behind Inner Ally, because this doesn't pop out of nowhere. It didn't just appear magically in front of you. There is something that instigated this.
Well, actually, there is a little bit of magic in how the whole thing got started. I, at the time, was really having a hard time. I was stuck in depression. I had gone through a lot of loss. I was struggling with alcohol. And I actually read a research paper on self-compassion and had this realization, like this really aha moment, that I had found what I was missing in my life. And it was one of those aha moments where you remember exactly where you were at the time. And it was really exciting for me. It was like I could see the path forward out of this dark hole that I was in, because I wanted everything that this research was saying people with high self-compassion have. I wanted better relationships. I wanted to be innovative and creative and productive. I wanted to have lower levels of depression and stress and risk for addiction. And so I was all in, and I started learning everything I could about self-compassion. I became a certified teacher of mindful self-compassion, a research-based program by Dr. Kristen Neff, and she's the premier researcher in that area. And as I was learning, one of the things I realized was that your inner voice, or how you speak to yourself, is so critical to this relationship with yourself. And so self-compassion is all about having a kind and supportive relationship with yourself. But one of the things that happened, I was in the final part of teacher training, which meant I had already read Kristen's book, all of her research articles, been through all the classes, and she was modeling for us her own inner voice. And at the time, she had a son who was about 10, and he was autistic, and she told the story about how they were in the grocery store, Trader Joe's, where he just had a full-on meltdown. He was kicking and screaming. And she just had to kind of endure what was happening. And what she did was she took this moment of suffering for herself and she practiced self-compassion. And so in the classroom, she modeled this for us and she put her hand over heart and she said, "Oh, darling, this is so hard. I'm so sorry you have to go through this." And I remember just my mind was blown, because from everything I learned and everything that I studied, I still did not have this type of self-compassionate voice in my head. And I thought, oh my gosh, like if I made it this far and I still really didn't understand the fundamentals of how to speak to myself in a compassionate way, I'm sure I'm not the only one. And so that was the beginning of the birth of my company, the birth of the Inner Allies, if you will.
That is so powerful. You know, you talked about this relationship with ourselves. And a lot of times we don't recognize that we have a relationship with ourselves because we're just, well, ourselves. And we've been with ourselves our whole life. So we kind of think we know ourselves. But it sounds like we actually have to retrain ourselves into developing this new, more compassionate relationship so that we can have a better understanding, so we can develop new habits and new thought processes. And that's not something that happens overnight, because we've lived all these years and thought this certain way and talked to ourselves a certain way. So Inner Ally is a platform, it's a tool, it's coaching, it's many things, but it is a way, a path to getting started towards self-compassionate talk and self-compassionate thinking. So if someone is coming to you, if we look at the typical person that comes to you, what are they going to experience, and typically how do they approach? When they first approach you, they're probably like, I think maybe this is something I need, but I'm not sure. And you know, kind of walk us through on a high level overview of what that looks like for someone coming into Inner Ally.
Sure. We don't really necessarily see our inner voice as a problem. Like you said, it's just something that's kind of always been there with us. And in fact, it usually comes from early childhood caregivers, either how someone spoke to you, or maybe you picked it up from how your caregivers spoke to themselves. And so it's pretty unconscious in many ways. And so when I ask people about, what does your inner dialogue sound like? It's hard to answer that question. But then if I ask them, do you have an inner critic? They have a lot to say about that because that's where the suffering comes in. We might think that this inner voice is benign and it doesn't do any harm to really be a jerk to ourselves. I mean, nobody else can hear it. It's not hurting anyone else. But in fact, it's actually hurting us. It's tied to depression and anxiety and higher risk for addiction. And so when people finally get to me, it's because they are experiencing these problems that are a result of not having an inner ally, of having only an inner critic or a harsh and unkind voice. And so usually my marketing says something like, are you really hard on yourself? Do you beat yourself up? Do you say things to yourself that you would never say to another person? And usually people can recognize themselves in those types of descriptions. And then they're usually having some other problem. Like oftentimes they might feel really stuck in life. They might be depressed. They might be experiencing anxiety or having a poor relationship with yourself actually bleeds over into the relationships you have with others. And so there's a variety of kind of real world problems that people come to me for with coaching, even though, like, the main tool I use is the Inner Ally process of helping them to shift their language. And it's very much a customized process, for the individual based on what their core emotional needs are. And so this has nothing to do with being needy. Our emotional needs are like the same thing as like needing water or needing food or shelter. They're very core to thriving as a human being. And so what's cool about this process is that there's a variety of ways of helping people to identify what theirs are. And when you can do that, you can use this really self-compassionate language to begin to nurture those needs for yourself. And that's really where you start building the resilience and some of the really fabulous outcomes.
I feel like this short little podcast interview is not even the tip of the iceberg of really what you and what Inner Ally are all about. So where can folks go to get more of you, and so that they can start to begin to be more compassionate to themselves? And it's really an internal dialogue that is that critical shift where it really makes a difference in their lives. Where is the beginning place, and do you have events or things coming up where folks can participate to learn more?
Yeah, if you're just interested and curious about what we've talked about today, I encourage you to, in your own life, begin to notice when your internal language is harsh or unkind. And you can say this one phrase to yourself that can actually begin to make a shift. And it's just, may I be kind to myself? Because that just opens up the door of possibilities for you to be able to think about other ways of relating to yourself instead of kind of the same old being hard on yourself or ruminating thoughts that you have. And if you want to dive into the process with me, I would love that. I just adore coaching people. And you can find that more information on the Inner Ally website, which is just innerally.com. And then I'm also active on a variety of social media. Our group is in Facebook, and so you can join that group, and that's where we're having the most conversations about, you know, what this is and how to implement it, and people share different things that they found on the internet, and so that's a great place to engage.
Fantastic. Last question. Words of wisdom for someone who is at a crossroads where you were back when you first came up with the idea and the thought process for being compassionate to yourself, as well as developing a business around compassion. If someone is thinking maybe on that borderline or right at the cusp of something, what words of wisdom do you have for them?
You know, in terms of implementing self-compassion in your own life, I think one of the most important concepts that I teach over and over is permission, because our culture is actually really very much the opposite of nurturing self-compassion. In fact, it says that, you know, sleep when you die, work as hard as you can. You know, it's very kind of harsh and punitive. And so oftentimes when people try to start being kind to themselves, that their inner critic will actually make fun of them. And it can feel really awkward and strange, which is part of the reason that I've developed this process to make it more accessible and fun. But one of the things you can do for yourself is to just notice and say, like, hey, you know, the research on self-compassion says that it is more related to resilience. So even if I'm doing this and it's making me feel weak or I'm feeling self-centered, actually the opposite of is true. And so allowing yourself just some grace when you notice that you're speaking to yourself unkindly, when you notice you're having difficult emotions, just pause and give yourself a little permission to consider how you might be kind to yourself and maybe what you need in the moment.
Excellent words of wisdom, folks. Follow Cynthia Phelps. Go take a look at Inner Ally. Become part of Inner Ally. Get yourself involved. Be kind to yourself. At the end of the day, be kind to yourself, not just physically, but more mentally, spiritually, emotionally, is really what I'm getting from you, Cynthia. So I really appreciate you joining me today on the Walk Talk Challenge.
It's been a pleasure.